Hip-hop superstar Jay-Z earned his 11th number one album on the Billboard chart. We're listening now to his current single, the aptly titled Run This Town, off the CD The Blueprint 3. This work shoots Jay-Z ahead of Elvis Presley as the solo artist with the most albums to hit number one. The only musical act with more top albums are the Beatles. We're joined now by two bloggers with very different takes on Jay-Z's latest work. Sam Sanders is the creator of the blog The Not-So-Angry Black Man, where he writes about politics and pop culture. And Andrew Noss is a writer for CBRap.com. Welcome to both of you.
It's good to be here. Thank you. How's it going?
I'm curious to find out what stood out for you from this album. Sam, what was your favorite song?
I got a few. I think the song with Alicia Keys was awesome. I also liked As Real As It Gets, featuring Young Jeezy. I think my favorite track was Off That, featuring Drake. Black versus white money, we all bad. Please tell Bill O'Reilly to fall back. Tell Rush Limbaugh to get off my book. The 2010, I 1864. Yeah, we come so far, so I drive around town, hard top in the stall. In my Tribeca love with my high brow, in my high yellow bra. In my dark skin sis, and my best white mate, say what's up to Chris. How's that for a mix? Got a black president, got green presidents. Blueprints in my white eye, part black diamonds in my Jesus piece. My God, we ain't tripping off that. This a Benetton ad, been up off that. Whatever you about to discover, we all dead. You about to tell her you love her, we all dead. Always want to fight in a club, we all dead. But you can't bring that future back. So tell me why you like this song so much. So in this track, Jay-Z is basically saying to all these other rappers who aren't as great as he is that all of the things that you're doing now, I've done it before, and I'm already off that to the next thing. So you're always behind me. And just being able to make that track and know that he started so many trends and that he's still fresh, that's awesome.
And so, Andrew, I understand you found this album very disappointing. Why?
Well, if you listen to what Sam was saying, so much of what he enjoyed about the album was based on Jay's legacy more so than the actual content of the album. And that's kind of the whole angle Jay's been pushing for his past few records, where he just tells us what he's already done rather than doing anything new or groundbreaking. Like a record like Off That, you'll find Jay complaining about everything that's wrong in hip-hop, but not at all offering any solutions or leading by example or giving any options of where it's going from here.
But he's got some bragging rights, doesn't he? He's got
definitely.
Number one hit.
I mean, he's in his prime, he was the greatest rapper, period. He's an easy contender for best rapper of all time, but since his fake retirement in 2003, he hasn't really been delivering so much, as far as rapping goes, at least.
Tell me about the song Death of Autotune. I mean, that's kind of like a mission statement for him, isn't it?
Well, it's a mission statement that he never follows up on. The whole premise of Death of Autotune is Autotune, of course, is the vocal effect, the robotic vocal effect that artists like T-Pain have been using and have had tons and tons of pop hits with over the past 2 or 3 years. But Jay talks about killing off Autotune. He talks about, you know, making records for the streets, making records for his core hip-hop audience on DOA, and then he puts out a record with 15 pop songs attached to DOA. So it's a pretty hypocritical record.
I wouldn't call them all pop songs. I think they're poppier than The Blueprint or some of his earlier albums, but the beauty of it for me is that he was a street rapper, and you know, now he's hit the big time, and he's up there with the greatest from all genres.
So because he's had all this success, he can basically lie to his fans?
I don't think he's lying to his fans. I think you all know what you're in for when you buy a, you know, Jay-Z album. Like, he makes singles. He makes songs for the radio and for pop saturation.
So let's have a moment of silence right now for DOA. La da da da. Hey.
Goodbye. Hold up. Rapper to rewrite history without a pen. No ID on the track, let the story begin. Begin. This is anti-autotune, death of the ringtone. This ain't for iTunes, this ain't for sing-alongs. This is Sinatra at the opera, bring a blonde. Preferably with a fat ass who can sing a song. Wrong, this ain't politically correct. This might offend my political connects. My raps don't have melodies. It should make jackets want to go and commit felonies. Get your chain took in. I may do it myself, I'm so Brooklyn. I know we facing a recession, but the music y'all making gon' make it the Great Depression.
That was Death of Autotune, a song from Jay-Z's new album, The Blueprint 3. Jay-Z, he's 39 years old now. He's been called an aging rap star, although, you know, some people might take offense to that. But, Andrew, why don't you tell us a song that you think shows Jay-Z at his best and where you think he's come from since then?
Well, I think if you look at a record like Dead Presidents, which was the lead single from his first album, Reasonable Doubt, that's from 1996, you can see a more intricate, a denser flow and construction of his rhymes. Dramatically, he's kind of slowed it down since then and gotten, dare I say, lazier with it. If you compare that song to a lot of the material on this current album, I think you'll see a noticeably deteriorated rap style.
Let's listen to a little clip from that music.
Yeah. So be it. The Soviet, the unified steady flow. You already know. You light. I'm heavy row. Heavy dough. Mike machete your flow. Your paper falls slow like you're Betty. Mine's a steady grow. Betty grow. Pay five, then it for blow. Better believe I have 1160 to show. My dough flip like Tycoon. Jay-Z the icon. Baby, you like Dawn. Maybe this crystal's a change of life. Bro with the winners. Heavy spinners like him.
So people change their flows over time.
Exactly. Definitely. Exactly.
So isn't this just an evolution of Jay-Z, this latest album?
I'd call it a de-evolution, perhaps, because you're talking about an artist whose one of his main selling points was that virtuosity. And I think in the hip-hop community, that's something people look for and appreciate. But when you're trying to expand your audience to a more pop crowd, it's harder to sell more complex rhymes because people aren't as familiar with that style.
But what's wrong with getting out to that larger crowd? I think it's a good thing for hip-hop.
But if you're going to misrepresent hip-hop?
To say that it's misrepresented is to kind of give it a definition that's probably too limited. I think that there's room for the Jay-Z of Dead Presidents and the Jay-Z of the Blueprint 3 to be part of hip-hop. And I'm excited more about how he's been able to take hip-hop to the masses than about the meandering quality over his span of hits.
So what do you think is next for Jay-Z? I mean, he's finally beaten Elvis the King. Maybe he's the king of hip-hop. I don't know. Andrew, what do you think first? And then we'll hear from Sam.
Well, a lot of the press lately has been Jay-Z claiming that he plans to make a quote-unquote experimental record, which could mean doom commercially.
Like the Beatles or something?
Well, I don't think Jay-Z has a very good grasp on experimental music the way a Kanye would. And I don't know if he's really going to be able to adapt to making more adventurous music, especially at this point in his career.
Sam, what do you think is next for Jay-Z?
I think Jay-Z could stop today, right now, and be fine. I am excited that he has brought hip-hop to folks that might not have listened to hip-hop. As a lover of black music, I think that the ultimate goal of black musicians is to bring the art form to as many people as possible, you know, to spread the art. And he's taken hip-hop to the inauguration of our like newest president. He's taken it to Oprah. He's done good things for hip hop, and for that I'm grateful to Jay-Z. So I guess whatever he does next, he can experiment or not, but he has a smart enough business mind to, I think, make it a hit again.
Sam Sanders is the creator of the blog The Not So Angry Black Man, where he writes about politics and pop culture, and Andrew Nas is a writer for CBRap.com. They both joined us here in our studios. Thank you so much, both of you.
Thanks so much.
Blueprints for sale. That's As Real As It Gets, a track off of Jay-Z's number one album, The Blueprint 3. And that's As Real As It Gets for our program today. I'm Mandalit Del Barco, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. I'll tell you even more tomorrow.
Close your eyes, you can smell. Hose the audio equivalent of Braille. That's why they film me in the favelas in Brazil. And Waterhouse, cause real recognize real. Rah.
You know me, I don't need no introductions. Call me, make a little something out of nothing. Everywhere you go, we the topic of discussion. Damn, that's gotta be disgusting. Make you wanna throw up. This is big boy music, it should make you wanna grow up. Flows like surf, it just make you want to blow up. Is it just me, or just make you want to roll up? A big fat one, then unpack one, then unwrap one, peel back one. I used to call me Chisel with the stamp in the middle, and you can tell the color when